So I want to leave you with a final but important thought. As I said, the RFS is our number one priority, and we have an immediate challenge before us. Before the Christmas break, the OMB issued a ruling on the EPA's 2013 volumes for the RFS. As far as the biomass-based diesel volumes, they postponed the ruling on that because the EPA recommended that we raise those volumes from the statutory minimum of 1 billion gallons to 1.28 billion gallons. The OMB was not necessarily supportive of that, so we were glad that they at least postponed the decision on that. They are going to be making a decision here in the next 45 to 60 days, and we need to establish a precedent whereby we can have conservative, modest growth in the biomass-based diesel category. The RFS will dictate for the immediate and medium-term future exactly how many gallons of biodiesel are used in the industry. And so we have to set the precedent that we can look very carefully and analyze the agronomic and economic data, which we have done, and we can conservatively have growth in this industry. So we have to set that precedent positively, and we want to call on you. Iowa is an extraordinarily important state, as you know, when it comes to biofuels policy, perhaps the most important state. And it's no wonder when you come to this conference and you see the assets that this state really brings with the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association, the Iowa Soybean Association, the Iowa Biodiesel Board, all of the members of those two organizations and the very powerful grassroots efforts that they have, it's no wonder that Iowa is really the most important state when it comes to biofuels generally, including biodiesel. So we want to reach out to you and ask that you participate in our effort to send letters to the White House, to the OMB, to the administration, and to members of Congress. We need the support of Iowa's delegation, and we want to call on you to participate in that effort. You'll hear more from us in the next few weeks, but probably be organizing that through Monty and Grant and Randy Olson, Alicia Clancy, and others. But really, we need your help. We need your support. It will be important to the functionality and workability of the RFS for biodiesel going forward. So I just want to conclude by saying that I'm proud to be a part of something that has been good for American agriculture, because I firmly believe that what's good for American agriculture is good for America. Proud to be part of something that is good for American energy, because I believe what's good for American energy is good for America. And I take great satisfaction in the fact that when I leave here today, I'm going to go jump in an American-made car running on an American-made blend of biodiesel made from products growing right here in America, and that Prime Minister Ahmadinejad will have nothing to say about it. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe, and he is our national spokesman.